Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 545 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week I'm joined via Skype by Artistic Director Martha Wilkinson and Assistant Artistic Director Bradley Moore of Chaffin's Barn Dinner Theater, and we're going to discuss their latest offering, Sister Act. Now, full disclosure, in the interview, you'll hear a cell phone go off about midway through the interview, and I hang my head in shame because it was my cell phone that went off. I know, I'm sorry, bad podcaster. But it delivered good news, and which I'll share that in future weeks. But suffice to say that I do apologize that the cell phone went off and our conversation got derailed ever so slightly. But anywho's, let's get in my conversation with Bradley and Martha just after, you guessed it, these brief messages. Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Well, why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Hi, I am someone you will probably never meet.
Yet I ask you to take time to think about people you don't know but need your help. Children, some of them. And they don't all play,
don't
in, the gutter,
all play
of course,
in the gutter, of course. Well, maybe if it's called for.
These men, women, and yes, even the children are professional actors. They want and need your time, money, and support.
For just pennies a second, you can enjoy the fruits of their labor. Make sure they know you heard about them on the Inexplicable Dumb Show. They may look at you funny, but that doesn't matter. It's for the children.
It's for the children.
It's time once again for some deep fried theater!
All right, Ideasters, I am joined by Artistic Director Martha Wilkinson and Assistant Artistic Director Bradley Moore of Chaffin's Barn Dinner Theater to discuss Sister Act, which Bradley directed and Martha is playing Mother Superior. Did I get that correct?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, awesome. So, how are things going? Welcome. As we record this, you officially had your opening day yesterday. So, how did the process of putting this together come together for each of you?
Bradley?
I think it was great. I mean, you know, putting a musical together in 2 weeks is quite a daunting task with a cast of 18 people and choreography and music and band and everything, all the elements having to come together. But I really felt super ready by the time they hit the stage yesterday afternoon. And we had a fantastic two-show opening day. It was fantastic.
Yeah, I agree with what Bradley said. Putting a musical together in 2 weeks and is pretty tough, but we're used to it here. This one is a little bit of a beast, a good beast, that is. And so there were lots of little pieces and parts, you know, to put together to make a whole. And I think as I posted on Facebook the other day, I have the hardest working crew in show business. So. So it all went very well.
Which is very true, very true. So the musical Sister Act is based off the movie Sister Act, which has been which had one of the strongest personalities in Hollywood, Whoopi Goldberg, in it. So how does the musical stand up without the specific personality of Whoopi Goldberg? Does that make sense?
As far as, you know, screen to stage adaptations go, I actually think Sister Act is a very strong one. It doesn't really follow the movie to a T like some others do. The general storyline is there. Obviously, you know, the nun, the nightclub singer going into a nunnery to hide, kind of deal is there. The gangsters are there, the whole thing. But they've really kind of amped it up and kind of, in my opinion, made it better than the film. And it's funny and it's heartfelt. And I think, you know, obviously Whoopi is a huge personality in Hollywood. And I think just finding that person who can kind of embrace that role in a different way, mm-hmm. but still be strong and carry the show was kind of a, could have been a big challenge, but we were just very lucky that Megan Utech walked through the door and was amazing and is amazing and will blow you away when you come see the show.
It's true. She is fantastic, just vocally, acting-wise, and, you know, I'm a big one for, you can be talented, but can you be a nice person, too? And she is all of that. When we started having the callbacks and she was singing, we were like, well, okay, there's that. That's done.
check mark.
yeah. And, you know, a big sigh of relief to wiping sweat from the brow. But, yeah, she is star power, man. It's just, the audience just ate her with a spoon last night. And, just, she was getting lots of very good comments after the show.
So what has been the, for you, Martha, what has been the kind of in for you to play that your Mother Superior? What has been your trick?
Well, I mean, you know, she's one of those people that you love to hate. You understand her situation, that she has to keep things, you know, on the straight and narrow. But at the same time, you realize that there could be a little room for a little more fun there at the old nunnery. I've just tried to make her as honest as possible, you know, no caricatures of such, and stern but lovable is what I've tried to do. And, you know, I think I did it. I don't know. She feels real good.
She did.
So what has been the challenge in kind of, Bradley, in kind of... Taking something that is based in heart and soul and truthfulness, which would be easy to play if it was a straight play, and then carrying that sentiment and keeping that focus on something that is kind of gets presentationally in the singing aspect of it. How do you wrangle your director eye around that?
I'm kind of weird when it comes to directing musicals. Like, I direct most everything like it's a drama. So I'm really big into like characters and keeping things very real in the moment. And of course, you know, musical theater has a history of, you know, going a little bit outside of the realm of reality, which is fine. There are moments of that in Sister Act as well. And it's just a matter of finding that balance between the realism and the heart and kind of also remembering that you're inside of a musical. But I feel like the more real you play things, the more it's going to touch the audience. And the audience is going to feel what the characters on stage are feeling, which that's what's important to me a lot too, is heart. I think that everything has a heart to it. And I told the cast the other night, I said, if you don't feel it, the audience isn't going to feel it.
When can we see this, and how can we get tickets and all that kind of stuff?
Well, it is open now and runs through July 22nd. You can get more information on our website, which is chaffinsbarntheater.com. Or you can call the box office at 615-646-9977, extension 2, and they can take reservations for you. And it is selling fast, so do not tarry.
We are actually sold out this entire weekend.
That's great. That is outstanding. That is very outstanding.
No, CMA Fest, Bonnaroo. No, Sister Act.
Yes. Yeah. It's happening out here in the B of U.
That's right. That's right. Because you've got that, you've got the Bonnaroo, you've got CMA Fest, you've got the hockey stuff going on.
Yeah.
It's pretty exciting stuff. It's good. Congratulations on simply being able to get out to Bellevue and get to the theater with all the madness going on. So, well, outstanding, guys. I will have that information on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Well, thanks, gang.
Do. Thanks, John.
We
appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye.
when guests can't appear in the studio, they are interviewed over Skype. Skype is a great piece of software that turns your computer into a phone. Talk computer to computer or to any phone or cell phone in the world through the Skype Out program. Interested? Download Skype via inexplicabledumbshow.com. Just look for the download Skype button. Go ahead. Join in the fun.
If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show as much as I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow.
All right, so that's it. I'd like to thank Martha Wilkinson and Bradley Moore for chatting with me today via Skype. Again, I apologize to those guys that my cell phone went off. It kind of derailed us there for a second. But we brought it back around like true champs. Ticket information we discussed about in the body of this podcast will be found on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Hey, do you want to be part of the Dumb Show? Then please do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282. Or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com. Or follow the show on Twitter, @inexplicableDS, @inexplicable, capital D, capital S. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So next week, we're going to chat with Pop. We're going to talk to Scott Stewart. We're going to see what he's doing at Red Mountain Theater Company in Birmingham, Alabama. And I'm excited to see what he's up to. So until next week, this is John Malden saying, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality WAV files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.